Still Leonard became the all-time winningest coach in Mountain Home history, and the Lady Bombers moved into a three-way tie for first place in the 5A East after beating up on the Lady Lions 54-23. It was Leonard's 356th victory at the helm of the varsity program, passing Hall of Fame coach Janet Wood's 355 wins. The game was kept close early on as both teams struggled offensively in the first quarter. Mountain Home started pulling away in the second period. The Lady Bombers were able to distance themselves further from Searcy in the second half as they went on to win by 31. Emma Martin and Anna Grace Foreman led Mountain Home with 17 points each in the final home game of their high school basketball careers. No one was in double figures for the Lady Lions. The Lady Bombers improved to 21-5 on the season and 10-3 in the league. Searcy falls to 6-19 and 1-12. The boys' game was decided on a free throw as Mountain Home edged out the Lions 43-42. It was a back-and-forth game with 16 lead changes and 8 ties. The Bombers had the ball in the last few seconds of the game with the score tied at 42, and at that point, Searcy had only committed 2 team fouls in the second half. The Lions deliberately fouled Mountain Home for the remaining 4 fouls they had to give. After the 6th foul, the ball was inbounded to Wyatt Gilbert, and Searcy got over-aggressive and committed their 7th foul with 5 seconds left. Gilbert hit the front end of a 1-on-1 to put the Bombers back on top. After Gilbert missed the second shot, Freddie Hicks grabbed the rebound, went to the other end of the court, and tried one last shot to beat the buzzer. Hicks' shot was off the mark, and Mountain Home escaped with a 1-point victory. The Bombers were led by Gilbert and Matt Jones with 14 points each. For the Lions, Griffin Love scored 17 points, and Hicks added 12. Mountain Home is now 15-11 overall and 6-7 in conference action. Searcy drops to 10-15 and 5-8. Mountain Home will wrap up the regular season on Friday as they travel to West Memphis. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.